go to the phones. We've got a lot of folks lined up. So let's do it. Ashley is up first. Hello, Ashley. Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm just driving back from Kansas State University, actually.
All right.
The reason I call is I received that email that you were talking about that Frank Martin wrote.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with you that I think it's a great thing as long as he actually follows through on it. Because the only thing about this is that it might invite some accusations of hypocrisy if, again, the camera's hidden up, you know, during the timeouts and things and we can see what he's saying. But I actually cover K-State basketball for the AP. And so I asked Jamari Samuels, Rodney Magruder, and Thomas Gibson what they thought of the email. And they hadn't heard of it. So I explained to him, you know, what it said. And they just turned and kind of looked at each other and started laughing. Jamari Samuels was applauding. So they got a kick out of it. And I asked them if they would hold him accountable to that. And they said that they would. So it'll be interesting to see how it turns out.
Ashley, you're right. It will be interesting. And I think he made it pretty clear in the email that he's going to try to do this when he's representing the school or in public. Now, I've been to a lot of functions where Frank Martin has been speaking. And even when he's been, standing around talking to groups of four or five people before or afterwards where those people have used some bad language, I've never heard Frank Martin say a bad word. I don't think, to my knowledge, he's ever used profanity with an official. I don't think I've ever seen that. It's almost always simply directed at his players. And if all he has to do is not direct profanity at them while they're walking off the floor, which is really the only time he has a problem with this, that shouldn't be that hard to fix. He can still do it in the huddle because nobody will see him or hear him. He can still do it at practice all he wants. So I don't think he's saying I'm going to quit swearing. I think what he's saying is I'm not going to do it publicly or at an official event while I'm representing Kansas State. I've got to do better.
Oh, yeah. Well, and I think that's such a great thing, too, because if you've ever been around Coach Martin, he's one of the nicest people you'll meet. Like, he's a very sincere, he's a nice guy. I mean, I've talked to him a bunch of times. He's a good guy. And I think when people only see him on TV, they get the impression of this, you know, crazy, insane, profane individual. And, you know, that's how he is during the games or, you know, during practice. But there's a lot more to him than that. And people don't see it a lot of times if they just watch games. So I think this might be a great way for him to show kind of the person he really is versus the craziness that most people only ever see.
What do you want to do for a living, Ashley? You sound like you're off and running here in sports journalism.
Well, my dream job would be Sports Illustrated. I've been reading it since I was a kid. My dad and I always race to the mailbox and fight over who gets to read it first. So sports journalism is something I am excited to continue in.
Well, don't give up on broadcasting either. You sound great.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
Thank you for the call, Ashley. Call anytime. Take care. All right, that's really nice. You know what? That was a really, really nice call, and I always feel really good when I hear college students like that. Seems like she's got it together, huh, Danny?
Does seem like she's got it together, and good luck to her because that's a tough and changing industry, and but she sounds like she has the total enthusiasm that it takes to do it.
But there's more jobs than ever.
There are.
There are more jobs than ever. Don't be discouraged getting into this industry. There are more jobs than there have ever been. The Royals have 9 broadcasters. The Royals have 9. I mean, they got 9. There's more jobs than there's ever been. I mean this. I mean, look, you got the internet. You got all these new blogs, websites, different things. I'm not saying you're going to make $1 million, but if you want to be in sports
journalism, I think there's, yes, if you want to do it, there's more jobs than ever. I think there's probably less good jobs than ever, but there's more jobs than ever.
Paul, are you saying something about your job, Danny?
No, not this job.
Okay.
That's not what I'm saying at all. That's okay. What I'm saying. This is a good job. There's a lot of people who do something in this industry that I would definitely say is not a good job, that they do as a labor of love more than a job.